You've heard of fake designer handbags and imitation Apple stores. Well, the state of Idaho is worried about knockoff potatoes. Idaho is trying to block a trademark on the word Idaho in Turkey. The state sees it as a potentially costly threat, but as Jessica Robinson reports, controlling the global brand is no easy task.
If you want to get an idea of how serious Idaho is about its potatoes, you don't need to go to a farm. All you need is a busy street. Every standard issue license plate here in Idaho is emblazoned with the words, Famous Potatoes. So, when an agricultural company in Turkey filed a trademark application for the word Idaho, alarm bells went off at the agency charged with enforcing Idaho's agricultural brand. Patrick Cole handles legal affairs for the Idaho Potato Commission.
I think it's clear. They want to create a brand, and they want to call it Idaho.
Cole says the danger isn't just that Idaho producers would be barred from using Idaho in Turkey, but that the term could become diluted, or to use the word that strikes fear into the hearts of people like Cole, generic.
You can look at a lot of terms that historically were associated with places, whether it's Brussels sprouts or cheddar, because there's a village in England called cheddar, feta. These terms have become generic so that they're not capable of being protected any longer.
Cole points to the struggle of winemakers in Champagne, France, to reclaim the exclusive rights to their name. And the Idaho legislature is eager to pick the same fight. State Representative Ken Andrus called the foreign trademark alarming.
There is a group or a company in Turkey who is envious of our trade label, Idaho.
A resolution against the Turkish trademark passed unanimously out of the Idaho legislature. But on the House floor, Phyllis King, a Democrat from Boise, had a question.
Are they using Idaho seed or something? Why do they want to do that?
Why indeed? That's a question I put to someone who knows her Turkish.
I'm just very puzzled.
Palin Basca teaches Turkish language and literature at Portland State University.
Idaho itself does not mean anything in Turkish, and I've tried different variations on this. Idaho, it's not even remotely Turkish.
Basca adds, in Turkey, Idaho and its potatoes don't really have a reputation to steal.
Ordinary people on the street would not know anything about Idaho.
One place that does have the answer is Beta Ziraat, the Turkish agricultural company itself. After unanswered emails to the company and its attorney, I tried calling.
Thank you for calling Beta Agriculture and Trade Company. To continue with English,
I eventually reached someone at the company who didn't want to be identified, but he says Beta Ziraat hopes to use the Idaho label to market its own seeds for various vegetables. Not for potatoes, though. As for why, he says Turkish farmers just like foreign-sounding names, like Idaho. According to the employee, Turkish patent authorities are already reconsidering the trademark because of the reaction in the U.S. Seattle trademark and copyright lawyer Bob Cumbo says even if Idaho wins this round, maintaining the rights to place names is an uphill battle in the global economy.
Because the whole idea of having globally enforceable geographical indications is still in discussion and dispute. The standards are going to vary from country to country, and for that reason, it's going to be hit or miss where you can actually enforce these.
So far, the Idaho Potato Commission has trademarked Idaho, grown in Idaho, and other variations of that in 10 countries. But that leaves out a lot of places, including Turkey. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.